Hello, everybody.
Hi, friends.
And welcome to the Bitchery of History.
Sorry. The lady that I'm doing, her name is literally not pronounceable in English, sound-wise.
That's
so
fine.
I was trying to figure out, like, do I want to say her name or just be like, my lady's to be announced. And then you were talking and I wasn't talking and that's what happened. Anyway, okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to start. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
And welcome to
The Bitchery of History.
My name is Max.
And I'm Jeanette.
And this week, we're going to bring you something special. It's the first episode of Women's History Month.
Yes.
So today you're getting two episodes. In the first one, we're going to bring you some deleted scenes from some past episodes this season.
Never before heard clips.
And then the other one, you'll notice you have another one in your queue, and that is a re-release from season one.
Yes.
Yes. You might notice if you look down at the rest of the podcasts available on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or anything that's not Podomatic, that season one is not there.
It disappeared.
Where did it go, Jeanette?
Magic.
Those episodes are on Podomatic or Patreon if you'd like to be a sponsor there. So we're going to play four clips for you today. The first one, Jeanette, why don't you tell us about it?
The first one is from episode 6 of this past season, season 3, episode 6. And it is about Rachel Carson. And a little known fact about Rachel Carson, I think it's little known. she had an Oscar-winning documentary made about one of her books. And Max explains exactly how she felt about that.
Mm-hmm. Side note. The documentary based on the book, The Sea Around Us, won the 1953 Academy Award for Best Documentary Subject. But she actually described it as a, quote, believe it or not, and a breezy travelogue. And she hated it. She absolutely hated it.
Mm.
She had won in the contractual negotiations when she sold the rights to it, the ability to review the script, but they didn't give her the ability to alter the script. And so when she alerted them to things that were either scientifically inaccurate or scientifically fanciful or just like plain kind of misleading, they were kind of just like, thanks for that, but we're going to
peace out.
We're going to do what we're going to do. Because of that, she never again sold the rights to any of her books to be made into documentaries or movies or anything.
Yeah. Can't blame her.
Yeah. Yeah. She really did not like it.
No, she didn't. And it won an Oscar. I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
I wonder who owns her life rights now, because I would love to write a Rachel Carson movie.
Now, our next clip comes from episode 9 of this season, season 3, and it's Kim talking about Ruth Bryan Owen and her lost movie career.
It's now considered to be lost, unfortunately. We don't have any copies left of this film. And what we do know is actually from letters that she exchanged with one of her dear friends, Carrie Dunlap, who had served as treasurer on Ruth's father's presidential campaigns.
Okay.
In one letter to her friend, she wrote, quote, "You know, the movies have always had a lure and just the atmosphere spoiled them for me. Well, it struck me this winter that I might plunge in and direct movies of my own with no objectionable atmosphere. I wrote scenario, raised finance for the photography, hired a camera, organized over 200 amateurs, played a 5-reel film, directed all 500 pictures, or shots, myself, designed costumes, trained the actors," end quote.
Oh my God.
Right?
Remind Jeanette you of anybody?
I was
weekend.
Just saying, Jeanette. I know. That's why this blew my mind.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. And she did all of this herself. And this is also in Florida. So removed from the New York film scene.
In
from
the early Hollywood. 1900s. There's no one in Florida.
There's no one in Florida. There were a couple of other female filmmakers that were sort of pioneering their own projects in Illinois and areas. But they were very much separate from each other. And even though the film wasn't totally well received by critics, it was still a feat in its own right.
The accomplishment is in the act of doing it at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was set largely in the Far East and based on her travels there. And she was really into the whole opulence of the thing. And she really wanted to get the culture and everything like that. It just kind of showed an attention to detail on her part. And
a care.
And a care. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is so interesting.
The first female ambassador from the United States, the first female congresswoman from the South, also a film pioneer.
I know. And you guys gave me a shout out. That was really nice.
Yeah, we did.
filled me with butterflies.
M Girls is fantastic. I'm so excited to see it.
Oh, I'm so excited to show you. All right. So our next clip is from episode 7 of season 3. And if you can remember from episode 7, we talked about the incredible Phyllis Schlafly. Yeah, pretty much. Not so incredible. And this clip is just Max saying extra horrible things that she said or did. So get ready to cringe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every idea she has ever had was scatterbrained, dangerous, and hateful.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. So I thought I would just quickly mention a couple of the other statements that she had on a couple of other issues.
Yeah.
In an interview on March 30th, 2006, she attributed improvement in women's lives during the last decades of the 20th century not to the feminist movement, but to labor-saving devices invented by men, such as the indoor clothes dryer and disposable diapers. In March 2007, that same month, she said in a speech at Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, "By getting married, the woman has consented to sex, and I don't think you can call it rape." She told Times magazine in 1978, "I have canceled speeches whenever my husband thought I had been away from home too much." She called Roe v. Wade the worst decision in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court and said it was responsible for the killing of millions of unborn babies.
This is the only one that I'm like, I can kind of, I don't agree,
mm-hmm.
but that's the only logical statement you've made so far.
She also hates the United Nations.
Oh my God.
On the 50th anniversary of the UN in 1995, she referred to it as, quote, "a cause for mourning, not celebration. It is a monument to foolish hopes, embarrassing compromises, betrayal of our servicemen, and a steady stream of insults to our nation. It is a Trojan horse that carries the enemy into our midst and lures Americans to ride under alien insignia to fight and die in faraway lands." In 2005, Schlafly made headlines at a conference for the Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration by suggesting that Congress ought to talk about impeachment of Justice Anthony Kennedy, citing as specific grounds Justice Kennedy's decision to be the deciding vote to abolish the death penalty for minors. She said he should be impeached.
I mean, this is where we get into the most illogical thing about people who are pro-life, is that they're very often also for the death penalty, which is just, the numbers don't add up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always curious.
In the last two decades, here's a list of some of the politicians she's supported in the political arena. You ready for this?
Nope.
Mike Huckabee, Rush Limbaugh, Michelle Bachmann, Donald Trump. She had Ann Coulter write a foreword to one of her books. Ted Cruz. Yeah, she was kind of the worst.
Oh, truly the worst. Yeah. I couldn't do as much research on her as I wanted to because I got so mad. I was like, my blood pressure's through the roof. I have to stop.
Yeah. Remember, friends, women's history is a lot more than just good women.
That's true.
The last clip you're going to be listening to, it's really not about any woman in particular. It's just me with a really great idea.
It is my favorite idea I've ever heard.
Clap and have fun and then move on.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But when this episode comes out, it'll be like a couple weeks out from the Oscars.
I will be dressed in a full tux. I tried to make this tradition in college where I would have an Oscar party and a Super Bowl party, but you'd switch the attire and the food for each. So at the Super Bowl, you'd have like nice finger foods and everyone would wear tuxes and dresses. Uh-huh. And at the Oscars, everyone would wear like football jerseys and you'd have finger foods and chips and dip and all that fun stuff.
I love that.
I would really like to start it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Let's have an Oscar Super Bowl party this year.
Senior year of college, I did have an Oscar party where I required everyone to dress up. I made my roommate go back into her room and put on a dress, like
my
a full
gosh,
or not. I was
Max.
Just like, you need to look like you're on the red carpet.
Oh my gosh, Max, love you. That's incredible.
I was like, you're not allowed to eat this food until you're dressed appropriately. All right, well, that's our clip show for the day. This month is Women's History Month, and we are so excited.
Pumped.
What are some of the things we're doing this month, Jeanette?
We're ramping up on our social media, so we'll be posting on there a lot more in honor of Women's History Month. So if you don't follow us, you should definitely do that. We're on Facebook. You can look Up the Bitchery of History. We're on Instagram at The Bitchery of History and on Twitter at The Bitchery Podcast.
Yes. We are also on patreon.com/UrsulaMajor. If you want to help us out, $1 a podcast gets you access to that contributors blog. And then there's more tier levels above that.
So you can hear more amazing clips just like all of these.
Yes. And bloopers.
Oh, yeah. All the bloopers.
Bloopers. You can also find us on our other podcast, Bitch With Me, where myself, you, Jeanette, and Kim, our other producer, we get our catharsis.
Yeah, we talk about pop culture and politics.
Mm-hmm. As always, a huge shout out to the team that is Jess,
Sydney,
Kim,
Allison,
Jeanette,
Max, all of us.
Allison, Allison should be back on the podcast next week.
Yay! Welcome back, Allison.
Yes, Allison is back from New Mexico, and I heard things went very well.
Yay, I hope she dishes about what happened on set.
Yes, we'll have to get her on Bitch With Me.
Yes, oh my God, yes.
And until next time, my friends, happy Women's History Month, and as always,
bitches get stuff done.